goods from all over the world to sustain our system during COVID-19. We got there, it was able for prisoners to
vaccinate.
So we don't have the information, the harsh conditions that were described. We don't have them. We don't have these informations.
I'm not aware of it.
Yeah. With regard to the comments or question of incommunicado detention, I think there are rules in place to manage these kind of situations. We don't have comunicado detention in Suriname because every morning the management of prisons would go around to call all the police stations, bureaus, to know how many detainees they have, so that for that day they can provide food to everyone there. And before you can put someone into police custody, the case have to be reported to the prosecutor's office, and in debating the case with the official from the prosecutor's office, a decision will reach how to handle the case. Are they going to send the people away, the person away, or are they going to put him or her in prison? So police officers don't take this decision by themselves. They do it in collaboration with the prosecutor's office. That is the case for every person suspected or arrested. Regarding the question of Mr. Carazo, there are a lot of things going in Suriname because of oil and gas. We have had seminars organized by the government, organized by the state oil company, organized also by investors. Education possibilities are being put in place to train people so that they can take part in the oil and gas industry. The issue about hydrocarbons, I can send the information because my colleague of the report of the Ministry of Environment is very active with these issues, and we will send the report, also an update or possible draft law on environmental protection law. We will also send this information. And also about the clarification as how the committee see the issue of protests, like notification or authorization. We will also take that into consideration in approaching the people who want to demonstrate. And And indeed, Mr. Helfer, it's important to communicate policy decisions with the general public, because people living sometimes in the interior, in these remote places, villages, they don't get to the information about developments that are taking place in the capital. So indeed, we should do more to inform them about in their own language about issues and developments taking place that also have an impact on their human rights. And Mr. Yigesu, I'm going to produce the data on the recent developments with regard to trafficking in person case that we have, that the prosecutor's office have handled so far. With this, Madam Chair, I want to thank the committee on the open and frank dialogue that we have today, that we have experienced, and we have learned a lot from you. Thank you so much for that.
I would like to thank the delegation represented by the Prosecutor General, Minister of Justice, Kenneth Amoxi, for their presence and diligence. I'd also like to emphasize the importance